This is Dan Sheridan with CrossAndThrone.com. We are studying Paul's letter to the Romans, and we are now come to a great pivot point in Romans. We have seen the individual in Romans 1 through 5, 11. The subject was sins, that is, the fruit of the tree, and individual faith and justification. In Romans 5, 12 through 8, 39, we see the whole human race. The subject is sin, that is, the root or the tree itself, and it is not so much individual faith, but Adam and Christ are seen as representative men who acted for the whole human race. Romans 5:12 reads this way, "Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned." The wherefore connects us with what went before. We saw in Romans 1 through 5, 11, that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Now we learn why man sinned. Why do men commit sins? Because they are mortal. We read in Romans 5:12, "As by one man, that is Adam, sin entered into the world." Now notice that it is sin, the root, the thing that produces sins, the fruit. What was the result of this sin entering into the world through Adam? Death. And so death passed upon all mankind. Now it says in the King James, "For that all have sinned." Well, babies do not sin, do they? And they die. No, they never sinned. This literally reads, "Upon which all have sinned." That is to say, men sin because they are mortal. Adam sinned, and with that brought death, and all men are born into this world with this mortality hanging over their heads. That is why babies die. A baby never rebelled against God. The reason man sins is because he is mortal. Adam's sin brought death, but in our case, death brings sin. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 15:56, "The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law." Did you notice that? We would read it the other way around and say that the sting of sin is death. But the sting of death, that is, the poison death inflicts, is sin. We sin because we are subject to death. This is so important because this shows us that as long as we are in our mortal bodies, we can't stop sinning. Men try so hard to stop sinning, but they can't. And this is why Paul is bringing this out. God is going to show us his way of dealing with sin and sins in our lives. But God's way of holiness is not man's way. I know this is a difficult saying, but hang in there as we go through Romans. Then we come to verse 13. Notice that verses 13 to 17 are parenthetical. So we could read Romans 5:12 and pick up with verse 18 and 19. Romans 5:12, 18 and 19 form a complete thought and a perfect parallel. So let's read it that way and come back to verses 13 to 17. "Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned, or upon which all have sinned. Therefore, as by the offense of one, judgment came upon all men to condemnation, even so by the righteousness of one, the free gift came upon all men unto justification of life. For as by one man's disobedience the many were made sinners, so by the obedience of the one shall the many be made righteous." The parallel is perfect. Adam's act affected the entire human race. Christ's act affects the entire human race. Adam's offense came upon all men to condemnation. The righteous act of Christ came upon all men to justification. Adam's disobedience made many sinners. Christ's obedience shall make many righteous. Each person, Adam and Christ, acted on behalf of others. We have no say in Adam's act, and we have no say in Christ's act. Adam affects the entire human race. Christ's act affects the entire human race, and we will see, however, that the results of Christ's work will be realized in stages. The results of the work of Christ are as far as the curse is found, yet it is more. He will not just restore man, but he will add blessings that were even beyond the Garden of Eden. And we'll get more into this next time. This is Dan Sheridan with CrossAndThrone.com.